today 21 of 40 days with Jesus. As we come towards the end of this passage in John chapter 20 of Jesus encountering the disciples and the disciples encountering Jesus, we see that a week later, John chapter 20 verse 26, his disciples were in the house again, together still, and Thomas this time was with them. Remember yesterday we talked about the time when Thomas missed the first encounter with Jesus, but this time, a week later, he's there. It's hard to imagine what was going on in Thomas's mind for a whole week from that first encounter the others had with Jesus to now, a week later. Fancy carrying that for a week, this desire to see Jesus, and yet somehow not doing that in that moment, holding this thought that unless he sees Jesus, then he's not going to believe, and living in that week of uncertainty. But Jesus came while Thomas was there. The doors were locked, and Jesus stood among them. And what did he say to them? Once again, Shalom, peace be with you. And then he said to Thomas, here's your moment. You want to put your finger here? You want to see my hands? Put it into my side? Well, now's your chance, Thomas. But the text is silent about whether Thomas actually did that. All it says is that Thomas declared, my Lord and my God. He saw Jesus and he believed. Perhaps he didn't need to make that physical gesture of touching the wounds. He just saw and believed. See, Jesus didn't forget Thomas. He didn't criticize him for his doubts. He just invited him to see and believe. And what a declaration Thomas gives us. My Lord and my God. One of the strongest declarations in the New Testament for the divinity of Jesus Christ. It's striking that Jesus doesn't attempt to correct Thomas, but rather he receives his worship. And for Thomas, well, it transformed his life. According to early church history, he went on to take the gospel, the good news of Jesus, to India, and eventually being martyred for his faith in the risen Christ. Now, Thomas did believe, but his faith was based on seeing. But Jesus announces a new age when people would believe without seeing. Because you have seen me, Jesus says, verse 29 of John 20, because you've seen me, you've believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Peter summarizes the joy available to all who exercise that kind of faith. In his letter, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 to 9, he says to that church who were struggling, who were being persecuted, who were being killed for their faith, he says, though you have not seen him, Jesus, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. What incredible encouragement we take today. To believe without seeing is the kind of faith that really, truly pleases God and brings incredible blessing to those who would believe. I pray you'll find joy and hope today and tomorrow as you continue to believe and declare to Jesus, my Lord and my God, and you stop and worship him. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you Thank you that you make yourself known to us, that you come to us in those moments when we doubt, those moments when perhaps we despair, those moments when we're confused, anxious, and we worry. And you come and you make yourself known and you invite us to believe. We declare today, Jesus, you are our Lord and our God, and we will trust in you. Thank you that you invite us to come and know you. Pour out your love into our hearts through the presence of your Holy Spirit. Breathe your peace upon us and give us faith, confidence to trust you. In your name. Amen.